they learned to jump from one branch to another and to run up and down the tree trunk. They learned where to find the best branches to nibble at. And they learned to follow their mother wherever she went. Sometimes one of the little squirrels would start to go somewhere by himself. Then Mother Squirrel would give him a hard pat with her paw and make him go back. Day after day, Billy watched the little gray squirrels learning their lessons, how he hoped that he would see them when they made their first trip to the ground. One Saturday morning, Billy was raking the grass. Suddenly, an excited chattering told him that something was happening, and he stood very still. In a minute, Mother Squirrel came down the tree. One by one, the little squirrels followed her. The smallest squirrel was the very last. Across the street from Billy's house was a garden in which grew a walnut tree. It was to this tree that Mother Squirrel wanted to take her family. She ran to the sidewalk, and in a moment was safely across the street and in the garden. The first little squirrel followed, and the next, and the next. But the last little squirrel was very tiny and could not run so fast. Just as he reached the street, along came a big automobile. "Oh," said Billy to himself, "what will happen to the baby squirrel?" The tiny squirrel was so frightened that he looked for some safe place to hide in.